Welcome back to the Baseball Blue Book Podcast, where we focus on the journey, not the destination. Brought to you by the Baseball Blue Book app. Are you in the book? And now, your host, Eric Wobinaw.
All right, welcome back to the Baseball Blue Book Podcast. My name is Eric Wobinaw, the president of the Baseball Blue Book. And today we are talking with the high school coach, which I'm excited to do because of there's just a lot of conversation right now on high school baseball. Is it worth it? Is it not? So I thought it would be a great thing to have an actual high school coach on and talk about it. We are with Coach Derek Yoakum from North Hunterton High School in New Jersey. How are you, Coach?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on, Eric.
That's great. Well, hey, before we begin, I want to make sure to encourage everyone to subscribe to the channel. It helps get the message out, share and like, and make sure that you comment as well. Coach, I'm looking forward to this conversation. Hear about your baseball journey. I know you just took over the program, and so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But we want to hear your kind of your journey to where you are today. And then the second half of the episode, talk about kind of your players. I know that you want to promote your players. I think more importantly, your program, maybe the process that you're taking them through. And it's fun to talk to high school coaches that are interested in helping the players find their next playing opportunity. And that's really big for us at the Baseball Blue Book. It's one of the things that our tagline is find your next playing opportunity. So this is great. So Coach, let's start with your journey.
Okay. Well, the real journey for me actually starts on Monday. We haven't started yet. Okay. So we start pitchers and catchers on March 13th and then full team tryout on March 16th. And it just snowed last night. So that's not great. But you know, we're hopeful that the weather is going to cooperate next week and we'll be ready to go. But, I could start you back, in the early 2000s, I started coaching high school baseball as an assistant. All right. I was on a varsity assistant and a JV assistant, kind of at the same time, kind of worked my way up through the lower levels, which was really cool because I got to see, you know, both, or all the levels of a high school program. So helping out with the varsity on like the important games when I wasn't coaching the lower levels, and then, you know, like having more or less full control of my own team for practices and games, right, and stuff like that. So, which was a valuable coaching experience, right? So I was coaching after being an assistant. I coached the freshman team, all the while coaching varsity as well. And then I was the head JV coach for a number of years. And it was just such a great experience. I felt that we had a lot of momentum with those kids. A lot of those kids went on to play, have great varsity careers for us here at North Hunterton. And some of those kids got drafted. So we had four kids
nice.
Get drafted in about 10 years, which I think is really unique. And we had a lot of kids other than that, play at, you know, really big D1 schools, in addition to kids going to D2 and D3 schools also. But I mean, what an awesome time it was to coach those kids back then. And a lot of those kids are a little bit older now, in their 20s and 30s. And now it's kind of making me feel old a little bit, but they have careers and they have, they're starting to have families of their own and things like that. So when they reach out to me, and many of them did when I got the job, many of those guys, so shout out to all those guys who reached out to me. It really means a lot. And to see those guys kind of grow up, whether they played baseball at the next level or not, you know, to hear when I hear that they're doing success, you know, achieving success, it's really, really great as a coach. So, you know, to know that I had a small part in their lives, that's awesome, you know.
Yeah, Coach, how did you get into coaching? I mean, you started at the lower ranks, which is awesome. I love hearing stories, kind of people, you know, paying their dues and going through those, really learning kind of the ins and the outs. What made you kind of say, hey, coach, baseball coaching is what I want to do?
Yeah. Well, I always loved sports just growing up. I played multiple sports growing up, especially baseball. I would say that baseball is probably was my favorite sport. And then when I went to college, you know, I got my teaching degree to teach high school. And, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, along with teaching, right, I wanted to coach kids. And, you know, I think that the two really go hand in hand. I have, you know, I think a lot of the positive relationships I develop with the students, they are also players and vice versa. So I think that that really that helps both, right? That helps them on the diamond, then it helps them in the classroom, all right? Especially if I have them in class. So it's really, really cool thing. So when I decided what I wanted to do with my career, it was to be a history teacher and a baseball coach or a high school coach. Because I also, one of the things that I also wanted to talk about was for the past couple of years, I've been coaching varsity football as well.
Okay. One of the things I like to, and I appreciate you sharing that, the multi-sport thing, you know, that's also one of the conversations or topics that you hear mm-hmm. quite a bit is, you know, should you focus on one, multi-sport athletes, and more than not from college coaches, I hear that they like the multi-sport guys. So I appreciate having a coach on that's coaching baseball as well as football. Talk about why that's important from your perspective.
Yeah. I'm a real big believer in playing multiple sports. I've seen a lot of times kids will give up on a sport that they really like because they believe, it's going to hinder another sport. And I think to some extent that may be true, but I think that for your average kid, having a well-rounded, great high school experience, is super important. And, you know, if you talk to a lot of our kids, our students, whether they've played, you know, multiple sports here, I think that it's valuable. Like, and we have a couple of our baseball players are really good football players. And I think, and you know, typically speaking, maybe in the summer a little bit, the sports run into each other. But I really do think that it's it makes a well-rounded athlete, right? I mean, I don't know if I would suggest playing, you know, four or five sports in a year, but you know, playing two, sometimes we get three. I don't think that's a bad thing. And Eric, I would definitely agree with you. I have a lot of friends in the coaching world, whether they're coaching football or baseball or other sports, and you know, they don't seem to mind multi-sport athletes. So, you know, I definitely encourage that if the kid wants to do it. If the kid doesn't want to do it and the right. kid only wants to focus on one sport, that's great also. But, you know, we like kids playing multiple sports. And I think one of the things that we do here well is we work together with the coaches. Like I'm good friends with our head football coach. I'm good friends with our wrestling coach. I'm good friends with our basketball coach. And that relationship has really been good in promoting each other's sports.
I think that's great.
You know, just getting back to football, like I said, I was coaching football, which was a great experience for me. And, you know, this past year we had arguably the best football season in North Hunterdon history. And, you know, I'm going to take a lot of that stuff that we've done over the past couple of years, particularly this year, and apply it to having a successful baseball season. And like I said, we have a couple of the same kids. So, We're really excited about that for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned well-rounded kind of a high school career, and I like that because you know back to the topics, kind of the topics of today is really what the purpose of athletics is. And these college coaches, they very rarely talk and highlight the baseball aspect of their skills, right? You have to have those. They're always looking for these kids, the well-rounded kids, the ones that come in and understand that academics is important, that the team concepts are important. And so I'd like you to talk, you know, just expand a little bit more on that well-rounded, good experience from a high school perspective, you know, not necessarily just the sports perspective.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we really believe in, and we're really looking to, you know, create kids who will go on and develop like positive relationships with other people, right? Like we think that relationship building is huge, okay? And the relationships that they make in sports, in this case baseball, okay, I think that can, you know, help them out in multiple facets of their lives moving forward. And, you know, I think that sports is a great stepping stone for that. Okay. In terms of like, again, like developing positive relationships. And that's one of the things that I really think is important with our players from a coaching perspective, right? Like develop those positive relationships. And one of the things that we've done is in the off season, we created this thing called Team Building Tuesdays, where we get the team together and we put them through, you know, some sort of physical workout, not necessarily baseball specific, just more athletic stuff. And, you know, getting them to be cohesive as a team, which is something, again, I think that is really, really important. One of the other reasons why I created this was to meet the players, because, like I said, I was coaching for a number of years, but the kids who are in high school right now, I never coached them in baseball, right? So this senior class, they were in eighth grade the last time I coached baseball, okay? So I wanted to get to know the kids, but developing those positive relationships are really, really important. And I think that sports has a great ability to do that. All right. Yes. Which will help them go on. Like you said, you know, not everyone is going to go on to the next level to play baseball. Not everyone is going to go get drafted, obviously. Right. So I think one of our main goals should be to, you know, get these kids, the little impact that I have, right, to get these kids to go out and be productive members of society, right? And like I said, when these kids come back or they text me and they tell me how well they're doing, that's something that's really, really awesome. That's something that we take a lot of pride here in North Huntington.
I think that's really important. You know, you hear that at the college level quite a bit. You have these kids that are coming in from these travel teams, the elite teams, very individualized, right? They're about what they're doing. And then they come into college and all of a sudden the focus is team. The focus is this, the relationships. And you're creating that prior to the collegiate level. And I think that's really important. It's one of those lost things that people don't understand that is really important. You know, one of the things we talked about this prior to getting on was really the topic of high school baseball, kind of where it's at. You're excited about getting this position, which, you know, there may be people out there going, why the hell would somebody be excited about high school baseball? There's so many other opportunities, so many other avenues for kids these days. Talk about why, and you've done it a little bit, but kind of expand a little bit more on your feelings on, you know, what's going on in the baseball industry at that amateur level, and why is it so important to be at the high, you know, to kind of treasure that high school the time?
Yeah. You know, as far as like travel baseball and camps and all that type of thing, and I'm not here to talk negatively about that. I'm not, because we want our kids playing for the best teams possible, right? We want our kids to surround themselves with good people. You know, but I do think that like high school is a really special time for these kids, because a lot of these kids have been playing together on teams since they were little kids, right? And for a lot of them, when they get to high school, they kind of like scatter all around in different travel teams, right? So for a lot of these kids, this is the last time that they're going to play together. And actually, this is like, for the seniors, this is really the last time they're going to play together, because they're going to graduate and then they're going to, you know, go off and, you know, and either stop playing or, you know, go somewhere else. You know, I would say that if a kid really wants to play Division I or they think they're going to get drafted, like, you know, they're going to have to be the best on their high school team.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't really matter what travel team they play for. Again, I want them to surround themselves with good players, to good coaches. But I think high school is really, really special. And, you know, the environment, especially in the playoffs, like we've been in that situation a couple times in playoffs. And I do think that there's a different buzz with, say, a high school championship. And I could be wrong, because I my experience with travel baseball is when I played. Right.
Right.
But I would say that, my most devastating loss, as far as baseball is concerned, was when we lost the championship in my high school year. So what I'm saying is that really meant a lot to me. And I think it does mean a lot to these kids. Another thing, I wrote this down. I thought this was really funny. I was reading some of the comments on one of your other, you asked this question on another interview, and somebody wrote a comment said, well, more girls come to high school baseball games, so that's got to mean something. And there you go. Is that enough? You know, I thought that was a funny, more girls are coming out to see the kids play. So I thought that was a funny comment, but in all seriousness, I do think it's a special time for these kids, especially as they go on to the next, part of their lives to end out their high school, their high school careers. And I think it really, that right there means something to these kids. If a coach is, if a high school coach is coaching strictly for the money, I don't know. They don't know how to make money. You hour it out, they're not making enough, right? So I would say that you should be coaching, right? A person should coach because they love it. And that's something that I think is completely true. Like, I love coaching the game of baseball. I love, like I said before, developing these players. You get a few extra bucks at the end of the year, and that's great, especially going into the summer. But I think that the important thing is, getting out there and competing, with the team. That's one of the big things that we promote here. We try to compete in everything that we do. And again, that's something that, those skills, learning how to compete and facing adversity and stuff, that helps the kids as they grow up in whatever career they pursue, whether it's Major League Baseball or, being a teacher or a parent or a husband or, I keep coming back to the positive relationships. I think that's really important because that helps them become a productive adult.
That's great. All right. So what do you do as a high school coach to help promote your players and help them the recruiting process to find a college that that fits their needs?
Yeah, I think one of the first things that coaches need to have with their kids is and their players is just like an honest conversation about what the goals are, of their players. Because a lot of kids, we were talking about before, you said, you quoted yourself saying, you don't know what you don't know, right? Yeah. So a lot of times players aren't really sure about either the process or even what they want to do. So, if you sometimes these conversations are difficult, Eric, right? So if you have a player who's, a junior who has gotten a very little time playing varsity and they're, hitting 200 and maybe struggling a little bit, and they come to you and say, I really want to play college baseball at LSU. The conversation, there needs to be a conversation with that. Okay. Let's have a realistic conversation, because I'll tell you what, you look around and, especially the kids that come back here, and we've had some really good baseball players, and these are D3 players, and they come back and like, wow, this baseball is really good. So there's no shame in playing D2 or D3 or anything like that. But I think that the honest conversations have to happen first. And you sit down individually with the player, possibly their parents, and you say, okay, let's look at, what you exactly want and how you can use baseball to further your academic career. Okay. Hopefully maybe you can get some money and you just want it, or maybe not, but you want the best possible opportunity for you. And, then the conversation turns into, okay, you need to go out as a player. Okay. And you need to be proactive. I would say visit the schools, right? Talk to people who go there. See if you can get in contact with the coaches and things like that. Because you really want to see what is the correct fit. Like, a lot of times we have kids who say, oh, I want to go here, I want to go here, I want to go here. And then they get on campus and they're like, this really isn't for me. Okay. So I would say, visiting those schools and things like that. And then, of course, from my end, I would reach out to the, if I thought it was appropriate fit, right, I would reach out to the coaches, and because I think that's important for me to develop those relationships also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you had mentioned that you've listened to some of the podcasts and the coaches that are kind of around the area. Building a network with college coaches is very important from a high school perspective, the high school coaches perspective. And I think one of the things what I'd like to say to the parents and players watching is, you take advantage of these high school coaches, right? You know, they have the connections. They understand what's going on. There's a lot of opportunities. And I think, Coach, you just said it. You nailed the, you know, hit the nail on the head. Find the right fit and the opportunity for you to continue your career and use baseball as that tool to get you to where you want to be. I think that's really important. You wanted to highlight a few of your players. So I'd like to hear kind of some of the guys that want to play at the next level. And so why don't you just share a little bit about them?
Yeah, well, we have a number of guys right now. We're kind of young in some places. But we have a number of guys that, you know, have either committed or have been looking around. So it's really good. We have a senior right now that's going to FDU. Okay. We have another senior that's deciding between two colleges. And we have a junior shortstop who I think is going to be a very good player. And he might play football as well. So he hasn't decided that. And we actually have a unique situation where we have a freshman who in the fall has committed to Duke. And we're really excited about him as well. So, you know, I think that the future is really bright for us. But it's not just, you know, I certainly appreciate like all the players that we have that are, you know, interested in college baseball. But I think sometimes that the kids who are not going to play college baseball, like sometimes get overlooked in this whole process, like they're not important. And yeah, they are, because I think that, you know, I think that they're critical in developing not only our program, but making their teammates better who will go on to the next level.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I'd appreciate you bringing that up, because as a high school coach, you're not just responsible for the players that are going to be playing baseball at the next level. You're responsible for all the players going to the next level for their academics. And I think that's the most important thing to really to focus on. Baseball is a tool. It's one of the components. And, you know, your academics is a tool. Your other skill sets are tools. And so whatever you may want to leverage to go to that next level, I think it's really important. Coach, I think that's this has been a lot of fun. I'm excited to watch your program. I appreciate you reaching out to us and following us. Hey, the Baseball Blue Book is all about helping players find their next playing opportunity. One of the things that we did talk about, you just don't know what you don't know. That's what we're about, is giving you guys the tools, the access, and the information on the app. So I encourage you and your players to download the app. Use it to just do some research, finding some things about. One of the things I love, Coach, is when players, and I guarantee you've seen this, when players realize how many schools are in just a small radius of from where they are, right? They have no idea. They know the big names. They know the big schools. But baseball's unique, right? You don't put a poster of certain schools on your wall, right? So I appreciate
that. Have up in the Northeast here, we have a ton of them. So, you know, ranging from D1 to D2 to D3 schools. I mean, it's great. And to see kids go on and play at the next level is no matter what level, it's really awesome. Because, I mean, like I said, even D3, like it's – you know, there's some really, really good baseball players out there. So to see those guys get out there and compete is a great thing for us. Definitely.